Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question, and that question is related to the topic of intercession or shifa'at, which is an Islamic concept, a Quranic concept. For some of our regular listeners, they know that we have covered this topic previously in some of our previous sessions in detail. And those listeners who were listening to those sessions, they benefited from them. For those of you who haven't, you can refer to the archives and listen to them and benefit from them. But the question we want to ask today is this. Exactly when does this intercession and shafa'at occur? Fortunately, we have a hadith and a narration from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kind of enumerates the different places in which this shafa'at and intercession will occur by these holy personalities, such as primarily the Prophet of God, the family of the Prophet, the Imams alayhimus salam, and other people as well, because we know that shafa'at is not something that is limited to infallibles. Rather, other people will also have this distinction as well. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "My friends and my family will be beneficial in seven places which are very dangerous and frightening." Seven very frightening and dangerous places. And the Prophet enumerates them. Let's listen to the Prophet Muhammad's hadith and learn what these places are. The first is at the time of death, when the person is dying and his spirit is exiting his body. The second is in the grave, when after a person dies and his body is transferred to the grave. At this time, this is a very dangerous time, and these people, these great personalities, will intercede on a person's behalf. The third is at the time when the qiyamah will begin, the resurrection begins, and a person will be raised from his grave. A very, very dangerous and a very frightening time. Right? At this time, the intercession of these holy persons will be beneficial. The fourth is the time when a person will receive the letter and the book of his actions, right? When a person will be given the book of his actions by God in his hand. This is a very, very nervous, a person would be very nervous and frightened at that time. The intercession of these holy persons will be a benefit. The fifth is during the time when a person's actions will be assessed and calculated and weighed. The sixth is during the time when a person is standing near the scales in which his actions are weighed. This is also kind of connected to the previous one. Finally, the seventh place, which is very, very dangerous and a very, very frightening time, is the time when a person is passing the bridge, the sirat. These are all the different mawaqif or way stations of, you know, the hereafter, beginning with death until passing over the bridge. At these times, the intercession of these people will be very beneficial. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the different places where the intercession will be beneficial. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.